I can preempt blunders. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I can preempt blunders. Did you know that? What does it mean to preempt blunders? That means to stop them before they happen. That means to capture them before they take place. That means to stop them and make sure that they don't take place, because a blunder is a mistake or is something that is not beneficial to you. For instance, if you blunder into the ladies' room and you're a man and they say, ah, and you back out, and you want to preempt those things by reading the sign on the door, not just rushing in because the restroom is over there and think that every restroom is for both sexes, you know. Because that's not the way it always is. Now, I can preempt blunders by not necessarily thinking before I act, but by always listening to the divine within me. Because the divine within me is always guiding me and telling me what to do. Now, this morning, Ellen was trying to get a hold of me, and she went to the Shangri-La, and she thought, surely he's not over at the Oasis. And of course, that's just where I was. I was at the Oasis. Now, she had the opportunity to preempt a blunder, which she made, of not finding me because she didn't follow her inner guidance. Her inner guidance told her that she would find me at the Oasis, and she didn't go there. You see, we're often guided by our inner light, by our inner wisdom. In fact, we're always guided by it if we listen. And when we listen, what happens? Then we find that we're doing the right thing. But we say, oh, that's too easy. That's too easy a way to solve a problem, to listen to the inner guidance or to follow what the inner guidance say. But is it easy? You have to go against many of your preempted attitudes, which say to you that it doesn't work that way, which say to you that you have not the ability to do that, which say to you, hey, that's not cool. And what happens? You don't follow it. You don't follow it. I have often given the illustration, and I have often had people ignore it, and I will often give the illustration in the future, and I will all continue to have people ignore it ad infinitum. And the illustration is, if you will go out the front door, on the left-hand side of the doorstep, you will find a brick or a stone, whichever I tell you it is, and under that, you will find the key to a box. And that is the box that's down at the bus depot where you can put your luggage or your storage until you're ready to pick it up at a future time, later time. Now, in that storage box is a great deal of money. And it is yours if you have the wisdom to go and get the key and then know which bus depot it is. Because sometimes there are several bus depots in town, you know. Which one is it? But if you can listen and take the key, you certainly can follow all the way through because you're tuned in. Now, I have told that to many people and many times and many places, and nobody has ever gone out and looked. Some people have gotten up and then they sat down again. Some people have thought about it, but they didn't do it. And then other people did it later. And of course, it wasn't there anymore. Because why should it be there after the time that was supposed to be there? It is there as a test to see if we will follow our inner wisdom. Now, does our inner wisdom say these things happen that way? One of our students received a double refund on the return of her airline ticket. And that's quite nice, you know, $1,000. And so she was just, oh, wonderful, I can use this money so much, you know, a double refund. And then she doubted herself. She knew it, she shouldn't keep it. She knew it wasn't hers. No matter that it came to her from a very rich airline company, it wasn't hers. And so she asked everybody and her brother, what should I do? And of course, everybody and her brother says, keep it, keep it, keep it. But unfortunately, she had the sad mistake of listening to a talk that I gave. And in that talk, I said, anytime you have found money, do your best to give it back. Do your best to return it. And then, if no one picks it up or it is not accepted, then it's yours, but not until then. And so she heard this talk, and it disturbed her so much. Again, she made the rounds of her friends. And again, her friends told her, it's yours. Now, the most logical, reasonable way is that it's yours. But wouldn't it be a sad, unfortunate, sad thing if she had cashed the money and spent it, and then the airline company came to her and said, we show that we overpaid you. Give the money back. Now, could they get the money from you? Probably legally they couldn't do it because you had no reason to know that it wasn't yours, you know. Of course you did. But the thing is, morally, all of your life, you're going to realize that you have taken something that didn't belong to you. And you see, we have the preemptive knowledge within us that helps us guide ourselves so that we do the right thing, so that we always follow the right thing. We always do that which is for our highest and best. And if we don't want to follow what we know to be our highest and best, it's usually very simple. Very, very simple. It's not complex at all. It's not some great philosophical concept that shakes the mind. It's just a simple little thing like, it ain't yours, don't keep it. You know? If you find a bicycle on the road and you're out in the middle of nowhere, and so you take the bike and you say, wow, I got a bike. And then a little while later, people stop by your house and they say, do you know if anybody found a bike? My son's bike fell off the back of the car and he's just crying his heart out because he doesn't have his bike, you know. And now what are you going to do? You're going to say, no, I didn't find it. You could say that and they wouldn't know the difference, you know, but you would. And all of your life, you would live with that unhappiness. And you see, anytime we lie, I'm never afraid of people lying, because anytime we lie, our own inner guidance makes us feel very, very bad when we lie. And we have the preemptive knowledge that if we tell the truth, we will always feel good about ourselves. The real truth, not something we fabricate to accomplish a given end, but the real truth, the facts, then everything works out beautiful. So think on these things and know that I can preempt blunders. And it would certainly be a blunder to steal something that's not yours just because you found it. Just because nobody else knew that you had it. That's a blunder that will stay with you all the days of your life. And even when you give it back, when you feel so bad that you give it back. Now, how much interest could it have gained? That's not the point. What was that money supposed to do for those people at the time that they lost it and it wasn't there to be done? Mm-hmm. What have you done to them? Have you made them lose their home? Have you made them lose their job? Have you made them a child get a terrible spanking because he lost the $10 on the way to the store? Yeah. Does it mean that much to you? You see, our preemptive knowledge keeps us from doing blunders that last a lifetime. Think on these things. We know the truth, and the truth makes us free. Believe it. I love you. I love you. I love you. Yep.